This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado workers hit hardest in the first wave of pandemic-related layoffs include those in restaurants, hotels, and recreation. New state numbers say they accounted for about 28% of the unemployment claims filed for the week ending March 14th. Layoffs have accelerated since then, with more than 60,000 Coloradans filing claims last week. Top Republican officials in El Paso County have asked their local party chair to step down a day after she made a Facebook post raising the idea that the pandemic might be a hoax, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The letter demands that Vicky Tompkins issue a formal apology to the Republican Party and the citizens of El Paso County for her, quote, inappropriate comments, and it strongly recommends she resign. The controversy started with a post Wednesday on the El Paso County GOP Facebook page. It read, "Hello, El Paso County. Do you believe that the coronavirus is a psychological operation? Post your answer." It was quickly removed at the request of the statewide party. Tompkins hasn't yet responded to the letter, but did address the controversial post earlier. She said she was only asking for opinions and didn't intend to offend anyone. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The National Park Service wants to know what people think about the use of electronic bicycles in national parks. The service wants to regulate their use and is asking the public for comment. Visitors would be able to use e-bikes in areas also used by traditional bicycles, including trails. The public comment period lasts for 60 days. This is CPR News.